3 years after the departure of U.S. forces, sectarian conflict engulfs Iraq, with militants of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant seizing large swaths of territory. The situation requires an urgent U.S. response, according to Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
The administration must act quickly to provide assistance to the Maliki government before every gain made by the U.S. and allied troops is lost, and before ISIL expands its sanctuary from which it can eventually threaten the United States.
But McConnell, like most U.S. lawmakers, is not saying precisely what the Obama administration should do. Such caution is no surprise, says political scientist John Mueller, who spoke via Skype.
I think being vague is they don't know what to do. One alternative, of course, is to give up, and no one seems to want to say that, so they have to huff and puff and pretend they're on to do something. Mostly what will happen probably be very little, and in a situation that seems disastrous.
Many Republicans are blasting the Obama administration for failing to leave a residual U.S. military force in Iraq after 2011.
The president withdrew the entirety of our force without successfully negotiating a capable remaining U.S. presence. Such a force would have preserved the gains made on the ground by mentoring our partners and assisting with command and control and intelligence sharing.
But many Democrats accuse Republicans of hypocrisy, noting that America's withdrawal from Iraq was set in motion by former Republican President George W. Bush, Congressman Brad Sherman.
To say that President Obama should be able to negotiate a long-term agreement with Maliki when President Bush was unable to do so is utterly absurd.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid agrees.
We shouldn't be sending our men and women back to Iraq. Those who attacked President Obama for bringing our troops home are flat wrong.
New polls show the American public overwhelmingly wants no U.S. troops in Iraq, with fewer than 20% linking the current fighting to the withdrawal of U.S. forces. Even so, Republicans say, Iraq is the latest example of U.S. weakness on the world stage under a Democratic administration. Professor Mueller doubts the argument will work.
I think the public opinion is very much on the Democratic side. Basically, all they have to do is say, okay, do you want to get into another war? How many American troops do you want to lose in the Middle East?
Meanwhile, the news from Iraq remains grim, with Sunni militants less than 100 kilometers from Baghdad. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the capital.